baby care schedule really stinks.
You gonna eat your cereal?
No. This doesn't bother you?
Not if I don't use your spoon.
Morning, house dwellers and cage dweller. Hey, listen, did Mom leave for work yet?
What do you care?
Well, you know, with this being her first day back at work and away from the baby, I predict one of those sappy, tear-filled scenes that I... Mom, Dad, good morning.
Mike. Sure, you're going to feel rotten at first. You're going to feel like you're abandoning your baby. Yes, you're going to feel, I'm a terrible mother. I'm sorry, I've gone too far. I'm sorry.
I'll be okay, just give me a minute.
And we've been planning our schedule for days. It's going to go like clockwork. Look at this. I got a big board made up and everything. Huh? All right, attention, please. What's going to happen when I'm with patients in the afternoon? Show of hands. Carol Seaver.
I get out of school at 2:30. I then come straight home and attend to my only sister's every need.
Yes. And when Carol can't get right home, Mike Seaver.
My dog ate my homework, sir.
Mike.
All right, I get stuck with Chris. I mean, I'll take care of Chris. Mom, listen, you can count on me to do whatever it takes. Make sure that little tyke is healthy, happy, and gurgling spit.
And on those days when Mike can't make it, for reasons that are hopefully school-related or legal, Ben Seaver.
I'll do it. I just hope when it's my turn to change Chris's diapers, there's not a bullet in the chamber.
Thank you, Ben, for that heartfelt sentiment. Maggie, you see, we're all in this together. Things are going to work out great, sweetheart.
Oh, you're right. Besides, you'll be here the whole time, too, and the baby should sleep most of the day anyway. Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, honey. Okay. Thanks, kids.
See you later, Mom.
Bye,
Mom.
Bye. Good luck. Good luck, Mom.
I'll be back before she knows I'm gone. She knows.
By noon. But before you do, Mr. Sivlovich would like to see you.
And I was worried no one would miss me.
Oh, sure, he missed you, Mary.
It's Maggie! I gave up spending time with my baby for this. I love you guys! I missed you more.
I've forgotten how hectic things could be around here. The pressures, the deadlines, the office politics.
Hey, Maggie, if I'd known things would go this smoothly with a baby, I would have kicked you out years ago.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Right now, Carol's on her way home, and my 3 o'clock hyperkinetic won't be here for another half hour, so you just relax, enjoy being back.
Oh, sweetheart, did I ever tell you that you're terrific?
Not so many words, but...
I love you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Then who do you think's so terrific?
You, Jason. Don't be silly. Bye.
I'm glad I called. All right, Mr. Bombazi, hyperkinetic, 2/10. Goes too fast, way too fast. Yeah, Daddy's coming, Chrissy. Daddy's coming. Of course, my hyperkinetic's early. Yeah, oh, easy, baby, easy. Yeah, easy, Bombazi, easy, easy, easy.
Carol, look, I really need to find Debbie. No, Debbie, I need to find Carol, yeah. No, it's, she's supposed to be home a half an hour ago, and... Oh, Carol Seaver. Yes, I'm trying to find her. I did say that in the first place. Yeah, I... No.
Yeah, not fair. Come on.
I need you to take Chris.
Yeah, look. Yeah, I know about babes, not babies.
Yeah, well, I've got a patient in my office. Now, look there, you see? She likes you.
Women.
What if she starts crying?
Sing to her.
And if that doesn't work?
Feed her.
And what if she still keeps crying?
Burp her.
Hey, I don't know nothing about burping no babies.
Frankly, Mike, I don't give a damn. Now, come on, I haven't got time to stand here and argue with you. Carol's not here, you're next in succession, and I gotta be with this patient.
Great.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Hey, Ben, where the heck have you been?
Huh?
You know, Dad is really ticked off. Carol ducked out of Chris duty.
Duty?
Yeah. And you're supposed to be filling in. Now, I've been covering for you.
You're supposed to take over when Carol's not here. It's on the big board.
Well, come on, Ben. You know no one can read the big board but Dad.
Your turn.
There you go. No, don't need to thank me, Benny. After all, what are brothers for? Oh, and you might want to check to see if she needs to, you know.
Hey, Stink, what are you doing here?
I don't know. My sweet parents sent me with this stupid gift for Chris. I don't see why I should get stuck delivering it. It's really weird.
Stink, wait up. What's your hurry? Come on, sit, relax. Well, hold my sister Chris? Why not?
Maggie, I need you to cover a breaking story.
Now?
Yes, now. That's why it's called a breaking story.
Sorry, Mr. Sidlovich, I can't. I've got to get home to my baby.
Oh, is he sick?
She. No, it's my turn on the big board to relieve Jason.
The big board?
Yes, Mr. Sidlovich, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Say no more. I'd like to have had a reporter in this hostage situation, but I understand. I mean, when it's your turn on the old big board, it's your turn. Ralph, how'd you like to be a reporter?
Well, it has always been my dream.
Good.
Can I bring my gun?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, I won't bring my gun.
Yes, look, will you excuse me for a minute? You just go ahead.
Check it on me. Slow down. You gotta slow down. He hates me, by the way. Did I mention that?
Hi, Dr. Seaver. This is a gift from my mom and dad. They said it helps fathers share in the nurturing process.
So damn clear. And how was your day?
Are you still talking to me? Jason?
I'm thinking.
Was it that bad?
Well, I had to cancel all my appointments for the rest of the day. I got 6 loaded chambers. And to top it all off, I found Stinky Sullivan breastfeeding our baby. Trust me, you don't want to know about it.
Well, where are the kids? I thought the kids were going to help.
Yeah, so did I. Look at this. Every name in its own color. Every hour a corresponding color. No clashes.
It's a beautiful board.
Yeah.
Well, where are the kids?
Well, I think they're upstairs at Mike's place. Waiting for you to come home. They're hiding. They figure with you here as a witness, maybe I won't kill them. Little do they know the thought of prison doesn't bother me.
Mom, I know I should have phoned and said I was going to be late, but I knew Mike was home and the cat's physical.
Oh, Dad, your boyfriend killed me. I haven't been so bad.
I
haven't been
so bad. I mean, how bad will they have to be all day?
Aren't you going to tell us to shut up? Well, aren't you going to at least blame somebody? Oh, come on. Aren't you going to yell?
I'm going to my room. This is too spooky.
All right. We get the picture. They're grounded, and I get no cable this month. Fine. No cable for 2 months.
And I'm going to leave right this minute before it's 3. Talk about a couple of hotheads.
Jason, what do we do?
Well, I think it's time we talked about a concept that we've never really given a fair chance.
Oh, Jason, we can't leave the kids and run off to Jamaica.
I never thought of that.
I was kidding.
Well, I think that we should be hiring someone to come in here afternoons and help out. I know we always said we didn't want a stranger to raise Chris, but I don't think a couple hours of light housework and babysitting in the afternoon is exactly raising. What do you think?
Well,
what?
Jason, maybe I should just stay home.
Honey, come on, that's fatigue and emotions talking. You know how important your career is?
I just wanted to make sure you knew it, too. Oh, honey, where do we get somebody to do this? I mean, it sounds like a tough job to fill.
Yeah, especially at minimum wage.
Who said anything about minimum wage?
Me. Come on, honey, we're not the first couple to face this. I'll call some friends. I'll look in the newspaper. We'll look for some agencies. We'll set up interviews. We'll meet these people.
Great. How about Friday?
No. Booked solid Friday. How about Thursday?
Can't. Wednesday?
No way. Wednesday. Tuesday.
This is Tuesday.
So that's up.
Jason, by the time both of us get the chance to interview these people, Chris will be in college. Honey, why don't you just handle it?
Well, but we both should.
No, I trust your judgment. I mean, after all, you did choose a great wife.
Maybe I just got lucky.
Not worth it. Oh, Jason. Oh, Cornish game hen. Dum de dee 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 da dum de dee 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 da dum da dum da dum da dum. Hello?
Hello? Oh, that must be Mrs. C. Maggie Malone from News 19.
Thank you. Who are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm Julie Costello. Dr. Seaver hired me to help out with the baby and everything.
Oh, he didn't mention anything to me on the phone.
Oh, he's so sweet. He wanted to surprise you with me.
Well, he did. So my husband interviewed and hired you all today, huh?
That's right.
Well, that happened very quickly.
I know.
I'm surprised.
Me too. I mean, on the phone he said that he couldn't make a decision today, but after we met, he asked me if I could start this afternoon.
Really?
Ooh, I better run. Now, Chrissy's asleep in her room.
Oh?
And dinner will be ready in just a few minutes.
You cook dinner.
Uh-huh. I'll be back tomorrow at 2. And tell Jace goodbye for me.
Jace?
Oh, well, that's what he wants me to call him. I don't really feel very comfortable doing it. Maggie.
Mags will be fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Maggie, you're home. Darn.
Darn?
Yeah, well, I had a little surprise for you.
I met her.
Oh, hey, great. Isn't she great? She's a bundle of energy. Every time I came out of the office today, she was doing something different.
So she's a regular miracle worker, huh, Jace?
Well, she did part the clothes on Ben's floor. So how was day 2 at work?
Don't try to change the subject with me, Jason Seaver.
Pardon me?
No, I come home exhausted from work and find you've hired someone all on your own.
Right.
What's going on here?
I'm not sure. But we can talk about it over dinner. Cornish game hen.
Where's Julie?
She just left.
Oh, nuts.
What's wrong?
We were gonna exercise together.
Ben, you hate exercise.
Not anymore.
I think that's cute.
So's Julie.
Yeah.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Mom.
Don't spoil your appetite with this gourmet dinner waiting.
Oh, Julie already cooked dinner for us. It was great.
Carol, you know, someone has cooked a good meal or two around here before Julie.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was very insensitive of me. Dad, you're a wonderful cook, too.
You're going to feel a lot better after a good meal. Come on, honey, now don't get carried away. You're just as needed around here as you ever were.
Oh, hi, Mom. Oh, hey, listen, did you meet that outrageous fox that Dad hired? She even did my laundry for me. Finally, things are running right around here.
Hi. Well, if you don't want the Cornish game hen, you should at least have this. Bad day at work? Whoa! You know, all this exercise is really paying off. You're going to have your old figure back in no time. Halfway through that sentence, I knew I was a dead man.
Look, I know I don't have my pre-baby figure back.
Oh, honey, I love you no matter how big. No.
Jason, have you ever thought about jogging?
I do jog.
I meant now.
Maggie, why is it for some reason I get the sense that you don't like Julie?
Ooh, look out, Kreskin.
I just don't understand it. I mean, she's a sophomore at Columbia University, majoring in child psychology. She practically raised five brothers single-handedly. The agent that set her over couldn't say enough nice things about her. And the moment she picked Chrissy up, Chrissy stopped crying.
And that impressed you. Jason, are you telling me that you didn't notice her looks at all?
Of course I did.
Oh, why don't you admit it? You like beautiful women.
Guilty.
Men.
Maggie, I did not take this decision lightly. I interviewed a ton of people today.
A ton? How many?
Four.
Oh, so that makes Julie and three very large women.
Maggie, if I were hiring strictly on looks, I would have taken the second woman I saw. Oh.
Well, you've had quite a day.
I thought we decided last night that I would handle this, Maggie. I can't help it if I got lucky with Julie.
What?
Oh, you know what I mean, Maggie. I thought you'd be pleased that I found somebody who's so...
young and pretty.
Oh, well, clearly I misjudged the way you'd react to Julie.
Bingo, Jace!
Oh, come on, this can't be all about the way she looks. Is everything all right at work?
Well, it's about time you asked.
Oh, I did ask, Maggie, the first time. Okay, you're right.
Jason, do you have any idea what it's like going back to work 3 months behind where I started from, which was 15 years behind to begin with? And did you realize that the word baby pops up in a conversation every 3.2 minutes? The cameraman was putting his camera on his tripod, and he said, "This baby's sure heavy." And I started to cry. And then I come home and I'm told that I don't need to do anything. I'm told that things haven't ever run better. And then I find that the kitchen table is 11 and 5/8 inches farther away from the refrigerator.
I didn't know you'd be so insecure.
I am not insecure. What I am is 40 years old, 10 pounds overweight, and incredibly tired. But I am not insecure.
Sweetheart, come here. I'm going to do anything I possibly can to make you feel better.
Really?
Of course. I mean it.
Oh, Jason, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Thank you. And I'll help you find Julie's replacement.
You want me to fire Julie? Honey, that's not fair.
Well, I just think that we can find somebody better. Someone with more experience. Someone weathered.
Mr. Belvedere already has his own show.
And I think we can do a whole lot better if we pay above minimum wage.
Hey, well, Julie gives a little more than minimum wage.
A little more?
Double.
What?
We can't be cheapskates when it comes to child care. I think you'll like her if you just get to know her a little bit. You haven't given her a fair shake.
And I sure hope you haven't.
All right, Maggie, if you feel that strongly about this, Julie is gone. But you're going to be the one to have to look her right in the eye and tell her she's fired.
Fine. Make me the heavy.
Hey, Ben, look, if you drag me down here just to see Mom on the news, I got news for you. I'm not interested.
You will be. Sit down. Good evening. Julie! Mom's on!
Oh, I'm glad you called me.
Maggie?
What's this rattle doing down here again?
Several anthropomorphic.
I'm glad you called me too.
She's on.
And the landlord said, regardless of the building code, he will be using these razor sharp coils until, and I quote, these screwy pigeons go home where they belong. This is Maggie Malone for News 19. Back to you, Luke.
Maggie, speaking of going home, did the landlord have any thoughts about where these pigeons should go? Maggie? Maggie?
Oh, good. You're still here.
Yeah, just finishing up.
Can you drop my husband's shorts, please? can we sit and talk?
Sure. What's on your mind?
I should just say this as quickly as I can.
Oh, I'm in no hurry.
Well, I am. Julie, you're a sophomore, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, what I want to say
but is... But I may not graduate in 2 years. I've been thinking about changing my psych major.
Uh-huh. See, well, the thing is that I...
Journalism.
What about it?
Well, that's what I'm thinking of switching to.
Good. Well, back to my point. See, you're thinking of switching from psychology to journalism?
Uh-huh.
Well, I did the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't do it till the first semester of my junior year. See, after I got a taste of journalism, I was hooked.
Print or TV news?
No, my first love is print. But since I've been on the air, I'm starting to feel like this could really be my...
Bailiwick?
I'm off my point.
Sorry. We can talk about this later.
Uh-huh. Julie, let me start this another way. See, sometimes you can do all the right things on a job, and just because you happen to be who you are, you can make the people who hired you...
Excuse me. That's the souffle.
Perfect. Can we forget the souffle for now?
Sorry. You were saying?
I'm not sure.
You said, sometimes you can do all the right things on a job, and just because you are who you are, people can... Ding! Do I have the makings of a good reporter or what? There's something wrong, isn't there?
You got the makings of a psychologist, too.
That's what Jace told me.
Now I remember my point.
So this is about your husband?
I hope not. I mean, no.
He talks about you all the time.
He does?
Maggie holds Chrissy this way to quiet her. Did Maggie call while I was with the patient? Maggie would never let Mike get away with that. I'll tell you, I think he really misses you now that you're back at work.
Do you think?
Between us, I think he's a little jealous.
Of what?
I mean, he has to share you with the whole city. Most men would be too insecure to share their wives.
Most women, too.
Pardon me?
Oh, insecurities can drive you crazy, or so I've heard.
Boy, a husband like that, your family, a dream job, you've got it all. I didn't think it was possible.
Neither did I.
I'm sorry, I changed the subject again. You were going to say?
You're fired.
What?
Just kidding.